And I'm moving, my husband and I are moving to Canyon City before June.
So, well, we have friends in Canyon City.
So we'll be closer. Well, great.
Yeah.
How did you hear
about
the Arch?
I'm 15 minutes from Ignacio.
Uh-huh. Amazing.
Yeah, we're right near Ignacio. I have lots of friends in Canyon City that are really connected, very nice people.
Well, good. Well, maybe we can get acquainted with some of them when we move.
Yeah. Where are you at now?
We live in Allen, Texas. It's on the north side of Dallas.
Oh, okay.
So, but I grew up in Colorado Springs.
Oh. Can you hear me?
In my mom's
Yeah, I can.
Trailer.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
This is Donna.
Hi.
Hey, Donna. How are you? I was just talking to this lady, Juanita. She lives mm-hmm. in Bayfield, Colorado.
Wonderful. Wonderful.
So we
yeah, I got the email, but I wasn't sure how I got it, how I got on the site, but I'm glad I did.
That's great. Well, we're going to let Barbara go ahead and start the program tonight since we want to finish right on time and not have anybody get a little antsy or get your ear worn out. So, Barbara, go ahead.
Okay.
Oh, I will mute everybody first so that there is no background noise. So.
All right.
Okay, Barbara. Press star 6, Barbara.
Okay, here I am. Well, I was just talking to one of the participants about just how far apart we are and all that, physically location anyway. It's a challenge to keep track of all of you who attend this class, but we would like to meet you. We would like to ask you to contact us if you attended and let us know your questions and your suggestions. And if you would like to meet another person in your area who is like-minded, let us know. We have contacts from all over the U.S., and many feel isolated regarding New Age subjects. So if you would like to stay updated on the Heart Center activities, offers and services, updates about current happenings from the Masters, make a note to contact us, and we will put you on our regular email or snail mail list. You will hear from us every few weeks, most likely. Or someone can call you if you prefer. We have a HeartShare team. Our active team members are Donna, Barbara, Dee, Dwayne, Marlene, Cindy, Jennifer, and Autumn. We present this class, and we are available to answer questions, find out answers, pray with you, and encourage you. If any attending this class would like to help us, please contact Donna or Barbara and let us know. We also have a prayer team that prays for everyone we know of that receives an invitation letter to this class. As I said, my name is Barbara, and the Heart Center is just where I am right now spiritually. I've been on a spiritual path most of my adult life. It's just always been something that's been very, very important to me. I'd like to go ahead and read our mission statement of the Heart Center and our vision statement, just to give you an idea of where our focus is. The mission statement of the Heart Center says, "Within our Heart Center community, we realize personal enlightenment through our higher self and share the Ascended Master's love wisdom teachings throughout the earth." And the vision statement says, "We live in sustainable golden crystal age communities in joy and in harmony with Mother Nature, using solar sciences of the spirit. We radiate light and we live and love as one. The Heart Center movement is composed of many heart friends whose mission is to hold the balance of light upon the earth by first intimately knowing their own God presence and discovering their reason for being, and then emanating light in ways directed by their I Am presence. The Heart Center consists of people from every imaginable religious or non-religious background. Catholics, Buddhists, Baptists, Unitarians, agnostics, you name it. We work closely with the Ascended Masters, those beings who have fulfilled their karmic debt on Earth and now work with the angels in heaven and other cosmic beings, and assist us toward our ascension. I suggest that you bring a pen or pencil and some paper and use a landline phone with a speaker, if possible, to attend the class. Speaker phones only cost about $5 more than a regular phone, and that keeps your hands free so you can walk around or take notes or do whatever while you're listening to the class. As Donna explained at the beginning, we will keep the callers muted to eliminate background noise. She has muted everyone, and you can unmute yourself by pressing *6 if you would like to share something at our sharing times or if you cannot hear the class. Speak loudly and clearly into the phone, please. And then when you are through speaking, press *6 again, and you will be muted again. Of course, you're not obligated to say anything at all. You can just listen if you want to. During our class, we will stop and allow questions and answers and a brief sharing of experiences. If you partake in this, please limit yourself to 3 minutes or less so we can finish the class on time. Then we will have prayer request time for those who can stay for an extra 10 to 15 minutes. Tonight, we will hear from the Elohim Estrella. Does anyone know the meaning of the word Elohim? Do we have any of our helpers on tonight that could...
It's the plural word for God.
We're going to answer that as we go along.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, you will learn about that tonight for sure. And was that Dwyn I heard?
Yes.
Okay, Dwyn, would you be willing to give an invocation to begin our class?
Sure.
Thank you.
In the name of the I Am That I Am and the Holy Christ Buddha Self of each one on the call, we call to you, beloved Mighty Estrella, beloved Archangel Michael, all the angels, sponsoring angels, masters, heavenly host, to enfold us in your auras. Shed forth your Christ illumination to bring us greater understanding and knowledge as we hear from our beloved Estrella and receive what each of our souls require for a greater God awareness on our own path and insights and inspirations that will lead us toward our own divinity. We are grateful for you all. Amen.
Amen. Thank you very much. At the beginning of each class, we do a breathing meditation, also called pranayama, to relax and to align ourselves with the Holy Spirit. Consider your breath as a gift and part of the Holy Spirit as we do this together, which you can do with the phone in one hand or put the phone on speaker if you like. Close your eyes now and look at the inside of your eyelids. Then with your eyes closed, look up towards that place in the center of your forehead between your eyebrows, the location of your third eye chakra. See your breath coming in and out as a brilliant light entering every cell of your body. Mother Mary said that the Holy Spirit is of female gender, thus we say her. Now follow me as I say a mantra and give you instructions to breathe in, hold it in, breathe out, and hold it out. Each statement. You can do it to the count of 4 or count of 8. I'm going to do a quick count of 8 to these statements. So first we breathe in. I breathe in my Holy Spirit. Hold your breath. I absorb all of her merit. Breathe it out. I breathe out her light to the world. Hold it out. I am seeing God's love unfurled. Let's say that again and say, I breathe in my solar presence. So let's breathe in. I breathe in my solar presence. Hold it. I absorb all of her essence. Breathe it out. I breathe out her light to the world. Hold it out. I am seeing God's love unfurled. You can use this simple exercise anytime that you want to de-stress or to focus or to just get quiet and calmer. You can even do it silently when you're like standing in line or things like that. I do that when I'm waiting at the post office or the grocery store. And it really helps you relax in situations where most people are fidgety. Tonight, we will say a prayer to beloved Estrella. It is possibly the most powerful prayer in our Heart Center prayer book that we have. When said with all your heart's love, we send a copy to you in your email or your letter that you received recently.
Barbara, you're phasing out sometimes. I don't know.
It's this phone. Is that better?
Yeah, that's better.
Okay. It's just the phone. Okay. We send a copy of this prayer to you in your email or letter, which you should have received recently. If you have a Heart Center prayer book, it's number 10.009 in our prayer book. And it's also found on the Heart Center website under Media Center and then under Prayers and Songs. So you can go and look that up on the website if you care to do so. As we do this prayer together, lovingly, visualize a large, beautiful cosmic being surrounding and caressing you in spiral circles of blue-white fire light, cleansing and perfecting you physically, mentally, spiritually, and emotionally. Okay, now we're going to give the body of this prayer to Mighty Estrella. Bear with me a moment.
Barbara?
Yes?
I'll go ahead and read it because you still keep phasing out.
Okay, you go ahead then, Donna.
Okay, we're going to read this slowly, lovingly, meditatively, giving Estrella and Purity all our love, asking forgiveness for any area which we need it, or ask for cleansing, and then say thank you, beloved Estrella. So say this to your to a beloved Estrella right now. Nobody can hear you, so you can say it, and Estrella and Purity will hear you. Purity is Estrella's twin flame. I like to say, love you, I'm sorry, please forgive me, thank you, I'm grateful. And somebody is coughing. If you're coughing, try to back away from the phone if you are not muted for some reason. Okay, here we go. You can say it with me. Oh, beloved Estrella and Purity, glorify God for all to see. Sacred circle of diamond blue, manifest now through and through. Answer now our fervent call. Blaze your circle round us all. Circle and sword of diamond blue, laser light now shine right through. Elohim bright, descend right here. All angels
now appear.
Into the light of infinite love, now we ascend, legions above. Answer now our fervent call. Laser circle around us all. Circle and sword of diamond blue, laser light now shine right through. Circle and sword of Astraea now shine. Purity's light, our world refined. Radiant golden
age right here.
Patterns of love appear. Answer now our fervent call. Raise your circle around us all. Circle and sword of diamond blue. Laser light now shine right through. You'll hold on just a minute. I'm going to mute everybody once more so we can not have any background noise.
The older one.
Okay. Now, Barbara, go ahead.
Okay, Donna, I'll go ahead and continue now if you like.
Mm-hmm. You're going to have to sing the song. You're the singer.
Right, I understand. Now we're going to sing the song that we sent to you. Some of you only got the first verse, so meditate with us as we do the second verse whenever we get to that part. The song can also be found on our website under Media Center, then under Prayers and Songs, and it is called Seal Me Now in Purity. And if you have a Heart Center prayer book, it's number 40.004. We do not have the music recorded, but the song is sung to a familiar tune, O Christmas Tree. This song is with Astraea's twin flame, Purity. I will sing it, and you can follow me on your own. And if you don't have the second verse, just listen and meditate. Oh, purity, sublime. Oh, purge me now, I am now divine. Intensify the action of the circle and blue sword. Oh, raise me now. Oh, speak thy sacred word. Envelop me in purity, your blazing aura bright. Now all that's less than purity's consumed in thy great light. Intensify the action of the circle and blue sword. Oh, seal me now in purity. Oh, speak thy sacred word. And now I'm going to turn it over to Mighty Astraea.
Hi, everyone. I'm not Mighty Astraea, but I'm going to share with you just who she is. Purity and Astraea are the Elohim of the fourth ray, it's called the white ray of purity, perfection, hope, and wholeness. It's the flame of the mother and the flame of the ascension, which is the desire to know and to be God through the purity of your body, your mind, and your soul, through the consciousness of the Divine Mother, which embraces the natural laws governing all manifestation in the earth plane. Up till now, the focus of attention has been on the Father, but in these last years, the Masters and the angels and the various cosmic beings that we've been in contact with said that it's very important to know the Mother Light, to experience the Mother Light in our body, that it's a little different than the Father Light, and it's a balancer of the Father Light. Astraea is the feminine complement of purity, and she works 24 hours a day wielding the cosmic circle and sword of blue flame to free the children of the mother from all that opposes the fulfillment of the divine plan held in the heart of purity. Astraea personifies the Hindu concept of Kali. Now, you can make the circle and sword of blue flame practical in your own life, and we're going to be talking about that a little bit later. Right now, I want to talk to you a little bit more about what it means to use the word Elohim. Do you know the meaning of the word Elohim? It's actually the first Hebrew word for God, and Eloah is the singular, and Elohim is the plural. And the word Elohim is actually used in the Old Testament about 2,500 times, but it's all been changed to the word God. I remember seeing this word often in the Bible in that we had in our home as a child, and I would ask my mother and father, what is Elohim? And they would say, oh, it's just another word for God. And I didn't realize that Elohim was plural, like plural gods? Or what is this? In the very first verse in the Bible, it says, let's see if I can find it here. It says, in the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. And if you look up the footnote, this is a study Bible by Scofield. It says, actually, it was supposed to say, in the beginning, the Elohim created the heaven and the earth. And then if you read over on into verse 26, it says, and the Elohim said, let us make man in our image. You know, all the Bibles changed the word. They took the Elohim out, and they put God, but they left that word, let us. And so I would read that, and I said, oh, so God is an us. Because God said, let us make man in our image. And it actually says, and the Elohim said, let us make man in our image after our likeness, and let them have dominion over the fish of the sea and over the fowl of the air and over the cattle and over the earth, all the earth, and over every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth. So the Elohim created man in his own image. In the image of them, of the Elohim, created they them, they him. Male and female created they them. So when we talk about the Elohim, it's a little bit different than the way the Christians and the writers of the Bible originally interpreted. And in my opinion, because it confused Christians to think of God in plural form, they didn't quite know how to do that. They just removed the word Elohim and put the word God there. But realize that most of the time, or much of the time, when you read the word God in the Old Testament, it should be the word Elohim. There are seven pairs of Elohim. Beloved Estrella and Purity are one pair. And I read a little bit to you just now about their purpose. So be thinking of that as we go into this heart stream from Beloved Estrella tonight. It's a fiery heart stream, and we have a lot of things to share with you about it.
Donna?
Yes?
May I interject? Also in the Old Testament, the Elohim are called the seven morning stars. That's another term that's used to describe them as well.
That's right. That's excellent. We're going to be talking towards the end of the class on how to use this prayer to Estrella and how to use the circle and sword of blue flame that is very important. If you don't have it, you can always visualize it. But we're going to talk about some visualizations. We're going to talk about what this prayer does and why it's considered the most powerful prayer there is. So with that, we will start the heart stream.
Come with fire, and I lock my cosmic circle and sword of blue flame in through and around you, O soul, for the victory of your life, for the victory of the light within you as you manifest your God reality today. Yes, I am Estrella. And I am involved in the lives of the evolutions of those who understand their God nature, that they are light, and that this light manifests through them is the means whereby their perfection may manifest today.
Okay, I want to ask the question. Do you understand that you are light and that this light manifesting through you is the means whereby your perfection becomes obvious or becomes an action? How do we obtain and use this light? Does somebody have an answer to that?
Yes, this is Duane. I believe that we are spirit sparks from the divine, and our origin is pure light. And choosing to be one with this light is where it begins. By being clear of all less than divinity, we experience more light, and meditation on our I Am Presence brings us into this light and our God reality. Calling to these wonderfully powerful Elohim, Astraea and her twin Purity, who are so charged with this white fire, blue fire light ray, who use their cosmic sword to clear darkness from our auras, I personally think is perhaps the most powerful way of initially getting cleared. And it keeps our etheric, mental, emotional, and physical bodies pure. And I believe that we can then be open to thoughts of divine inspiration and to clear this doubt and fear and anything less than love when it comes up from our subconscious for transmutation. We can keep it cleared once we're cleared and things, you know, start accumulating again throughout the day, or we need to kind of clean up throughout the rest of the day if we are not in a place where we can do, a full prayer session. We can give violet fire prayers. An example, I am a being of violet fire. I am the freedom God desires. And another prayer, and we can either give this silently inside or out loud if the opportunity is available to us. And another prayer we can give is the ancient Hawaiian prayer called Ho'oponopono, which is another simple one. I love you. I'm sorry. Please forgive me. Thank you. And this can be directed to our I Am presence, our God presence, and actually also to our subconscious, also termed our inner child, as records and data come up for transmutation. I can share our website with anybody interested in a link to the teaching on Ho'opono. Once we are clear, we can hold on to more light and be trusted with more light, whereby we are out picturing our divine plan and are able to serve the light in co-creative ways with God through receiving inspiration. I have to offer.
You want to share that website, Gwen?
Yes, it is zerolimitsonline.com.
Zero Limits.
Z-E-R-O Limits, L-I-M-I-T-S, online.com. And if you go to Google, just write that in, it'll take you right to a free Ho'oponopono training with Joe Vitale and Dr. Hugh Len.
I think that this is the Zero Limits book, which you could read if you want to. It's very easy and quick reading, very fun to read, is the ideal place to start also. And you can get it in used form from Amazon.com. It's fantastic. It has changed my life. It's helping me physically, spiritually, mentally, emotionally, and I'll share a little bit of that maybe later, but I would just say right now, it has exposed to me things about myself I didn't realize, and it has helped me dissolve and transmute them. And using it with beloved Astraea's prayer has just been, it's just been miraculous. So now we will go on. Thank you, Dwayne. That was very helpful.
Dear at heart, when you are true to your God reality and see through a divine resourcefulness your spine in alignment with the very model of God as your solar self, as the axis of light of your own sun presence. Then you may manifest with clarity the beauty of your God essence. And I come this day to inform you that when you give those calls to Astraea, there is an alignment of your selfhood with your solar identity.
Okay, your solar identity is your higher self, and as we've mentioned before, but we will mention every time, there are many names for your higher self. Some people refer to their higher self as their I Am Mighty Presence. Some refer to it as their Father, Mother, God. Some people refer to it as their solar presence or their Father, Mother Presence. And it's right here, Astraea refers to it as your solar identity. Now, what does it mean to have your little self align with your solar identity or your solar presence? Does anybody know what it means to be in align with your Father, Mother Presence, your solar presence, your solar identity?
I'd like to answer that question, Donna. This is Jennifer.
Okay.
For me, the experience that I have of being aligned, both my lower self and my higher self, or my smaller self and my solar presence, it means that I'm in a better place. I find that making the calls is both a tool and a gift that I really appreciate. When my little self is aligned with my higher self or solar presence, I feel peaceful and purposeful. My thinking is calm. Guidance and insight from my divine self is easier for me to access. I feel that my connection to spirit is strengthened when I make calls to beloved Astraea. My experience is that my consciousness and I feel my vibration is moved upscale. It increases my joy, my level of happiness. I like the way I feel. I see solar presence alignment as something worth investing the time in each day to make that reconnection. I see it as an energy that assists me in being in the right place at the right time, I think, and doing my best with my best resources and people. It's really a tool for me to fulfill my reason for being here. I work with healing energy, so I rely on my higher self or having a solar alignment to make me a clear channel for unconditional love to flow through me to assist others. So there is how I feel about the alignment.
Thank you. Thank you. It seems like it was you that I heard say once, when I get out of bed in the morning, I say, good morning, Mother, Mother God, I'm here at your command. Or maybe you could say that better.
I say reporting for duty.
There you go. Yes. Start the day out thinking the first thing. I wake up in the morning sometimes, I'm not so happy, but when I immediately report to my Father, Mother Presence, my solar identity, or whatever you want to call them, it changes me because they are now in control. It's up to them to do what they want with me. Okay,
yeah.
We'll go on here.
And each and every time you invest your time, your energies, your voice, your visualization, and especially your heart's love in the giving of the call to purity and me, we crystallize in your auric field these higher divine energies of spirit, whereby you can live as a God-man or a God-woman while still embodied upon earth.
Okay. I want to just mention briefly that there is a difference between your auric field and your astral field. Your higher auric field is really part of your etheric body. In a book by Omram, and I'm just going to read a little bit because he says it so well here, he says, if the etheric body did not exist, man would be destroyed by his astral body. The etheric body is that realm all around you. It's not seen. It's not the same as the astral. People often say, I can see somebody's aura. That's astral. And in the astral, you can see the colors of their emotions at that moment. You can see blue for peace or for power, or pink for love, or yellow for deep thought and thinking and mental stuff. Or you can see all three of them at work very often if you are good or have practiced reading other people's auras. But you cannot usually see their etheric body or their higher auric field unless you have really been gifted clairvoyantly as a healer in that realm. So Omram Mikhail Ivanov, a master that lived in the last century, says the etheric and the astral bodies are constantly at daggers drawn, for the astral body continually expends energy and exhausts the physical body with a turmoil of emotions, feelings, and passion, whereby the etheric body tries to restore order and get rid of the accumulated impurities during the night or during the day. So it is the etheric body which protects us. Without it, we would soon die of poisoning. For the astral body is connected to the liver, which collects toxic elements from the body in order to eliminate them. And as you know, when the liver stops functioning, it is often because it has been overloaded by the excesses of our lower appetites, our disorderly feelings and desires, our mental anguish, our stress. Now, I recently went through a situation like this. I resented so much having to take on the business that my husband left when he died. And I love him dearly. Don't resent him. But I resent having to have acquired what he accumulated and had the responsibility of taking care of it. I had 22 properties I had to deal with. I didn't know the difference between escrow and amortization, or fixed interest or fluctuating interest. I didn't begin to know the words and the business meanings I needed, I required. And so I spent a year stuffing that in the back of my mind, trying to ignore it, feeling like, you know, it's a very bad thing to dislike or resent something. So the stress built up and became, until I became very ill. But it had to come through my etheric body first. The etheric is where all this stuff that comes in goes first. But it was already there in my astral body. And so the etheric body was trying to rescue me from it, but finally it was too much. Before you ever acquire cancer, it comes through your etheric body. Did you know that? Before you acquire a bad cold. And you can catch things. Some people can sense when these things are in their etheric. And there are even certain machines out there. There's one called Skyo and one called the Life Machine. And they can tell you when certain things are in your etheric and you can see them. And I found out through one of these machines that I was acquiring a condition called autoimmune disease, and I had to put an end to it quickly before I got extremely ill and ended up in the hospital. And so I had to get things right with this responsibility that I acquired, and that's what I am doing right now. Thank God for beloved Estrella. Thank God for Zero Limits and the Ho'oponopono gifts that we're learning through that book. I'd like to ask right now if anybody would like to share any various calls or prayers that can be given to Estrella and Purity and how they might be helping you. If Cindy's on, she can do this, but I'm not sure she can get on because she's living in Mexico and I think she's limited to Skype. But if anybody would like to answer that, go ahead. Barbara?
Yes?
Maybe you could share that.
Okay. Well, one of the most effective means that I use is just I make fiats, which is just a real short, intense call whenever I need help in a situation, you know. Just say something as simple as, "Mighty Estrella, help me," you know, and really put your energy into it. And you get a boost. It's better than drinking Gatorade or one of these energy drinks, because you do get help, especially if you believe in your heart that God is there and that you are deserving of help, and the masters do help you, and you feel it. And another thing that I do regularly is I sing that purity song. As you could tell, it's very simple. It's fun and easy to sing, and I hum or sing songs to the angels or to the masters, you know, on and off throughout the day. It's become, you know, a daily habit and practice with me, and that helps keep me in a state of grace, in a positive frame of mind, and it makes it so much easier to deal with any challenges that come my way, and keeps me cheerful and ready to roll with the punches, so to speak.
Thank you. That's very good. Yes,
you're
if you
welcome.
Ever get a prayer book, a Heart Center prayer book, many of the prayers in the part that starts with 40 points, and then it goes on, they are purity prayers. And both Estrella and Purity purify us as we do these prayers, if we do them sincerely with all our heart. So now we'll go on.
Dearest ones, it is as if locked in the crystal of your godhood, the living energies of spirit are yours to breathe in, to access, and through a new level of spiritual development, you understand your true nature, and God becomes your reality in that moment. Now, the great conundrum is for you to decide consciously to maintain this state of awareness 24/7. And therefore I come this day, Blessed Heart, to let you know that when you give these calls during each 24-hour cycle, 33 times, there is a reinvestment of the energies of God purity within your being and within your soul, so that it will be easier for you to maintain that sense of selfhood within the allness of God's presence.
So how can we possibly work it out? Give this key call to Estrella and Purity 33 times daily. And believe me, it can be a challenge when you are busy. Well, some of the things that have been mentioned, and it's okay to do this. You don't have to sit still. You can do it while you're doing certain housework, while you're driving in your car. I have a CD that I have in my car, and even though if I may be going someplace, it only takes me 6 minutes to get there, I play that CD on the way and on the way back, and I may get 12 minutes worth in there. You can do it while you're doing dishes. Anything that doesn't require great concentration. But we must be conscious of what we're saying, and we must be aware of what and how we can visualize what is happening when we do these calls, at least a little. Now, many of us are so busy, we have a habit of multitasking. We're thinking one thing while we're doing another thing, and you've got to be careful not to lose all consciousness of what you're saying when you use these prayers, especially this one to Astraea, which has such great promise for us. And I have a whole set of visuals. I sent them to some of you. If anybody would like this set, they're absolutely gorgeous. I would have to email them to you. And so if you don't have a computer, just call me and give me the email address of somebody who does have a computer whom you have told this is coming, and I will send it to that address. It's too much to try to copy off and send it to everybody. It's absolutely gorgeous. It's pictures of Astraea doing this action that she has of taking the sword and making great spirals around the whole planet and around individual people, and the power and the light that you see going forth. It's greater than the loudest thunderstorm you have ever heard. It's just on a different plane, so you don't readily hear it. So keep that in mind, and if you would like that, like a copy of these wonderful visuals, plus there's instructions on it that are very good and helpful, you can either call me on that number that's on the email letter I sent you or on the snail mail letter, or email me at donnacorth@suddenlink, suddenlink.net. That's Donna Korth, K-O-R-T-H, at suddenlink.net. Okay, we will go on.
Yes, those of you who have risen in consciousness during the giving of these prayers and have felt the electronic fire essence of our causal body suffused around you, understand this dynamic. And therefore there is both the stripping away of unreality and the descent of a new layer of your God reality within your greater auric field, dearest ones. This is our gift to you, because when you call upon the Lord answers, the Elohim comes, and the light is yours to live in. Yes, we can both diffuse our reality around an individual disciple, even as we are weaving a great cosmic garland of light around an entire sun system and a galaxy. It is the same for us, Blessed Ones. The same dynamic in each case, and yet the same energy of spirit is there, inspiring all to be and to live at its highest manifestation. Burn through this day, I say, and clear the auric flow field of our disciples, to be who they are, to know with a certainty, with a God surety, that they are one with the divine word, with the divine sword of Astraea this day. Yes, burn, and release the incrustations of ages past, momentum of darkness, of nihilism, and of acceptance of something less than the God reality of their selfhood in the One.
Recently, I received a communication from David Lewis, and it was called What the Mayan Elders Are Saying About 2012 by Carlos Barrios, who is an elder and a ceremonial priest and spiritual guide of the Eagle Clan of the Mayans. And what he said here was so interesting about being one, about unity. He says, everyone thinks they are the most important. Everyone thinks that their own understandings or their own group understandings are the key. There's a diversity of cultures and opinions. So there is a competition, diffusion, and no single focus, no unity. The dark side works to block unity through denial and materialism. It works to destroy those who are working with the light to get the earth to a higher level. The dark side can only be transformed when confronted with simplicity and open-heartedness. This is what leads to unity, a key concept for the world of the fifth sun, which we are going into. Now here's where Ho'oponopono works for other people. Every time you see somebody, you send them Ho'oponopono, which is, you say, whether you, and you can do this with President Obama, you can do this with the people who are running for election on the President Republican Party, for Ron Paul, for any and all politicians and congressmen, your senators that you know of, you can do this. You can simply say, Newt Gingrich, I love you. I'm sorry. Please forgive me. Thank you. Now, when you're saying that, what you're doing is you're looking in, at him and you're saying, forgive me in one of my previous lives for anything I have done that is like what you are. Cleanse me. And when you cleanse yourself, you cleanse him. I know that doesn't make much sense, but if you will get that book, Zero Limits, you'll see what I mean. Carlos also goes on and he says, remember to respect differences and strive for unity, for oneness. And then he says, eat wisely. A lot of food is corrupt in either subtle or gross ways. Pay attention to what you are taking into your body. Learn to preserve food and to conserve energy. Learn some good breathing techniques so that you have mastery of your breath. Be clear. Follow a tradition with great roots. It's not important what tradition, your heart will tell you, but it must have great roots, and that's true. Whatever religion, religious background you are in that you feel comfortable staying in, stay there until you are uncomfortable or until you feel you need to move up higher or move on to a different area. The roots, by the way, of the Heart Center come from, well, there are many, many roots that lead into our tree. There's the I Am movement. There was the Rosicrucianists. There was the Bridge to Freedom. And there are many others that are all roots or branches, the deep roots from which these teachings come. Transcendental meditation.
Theosophy.
Theosophy, yes, excellent. And I know that you will all know of others. But whatever root you are in, or whatever branch of this you are in, if you are happy there, stay there. Strive for unity. That's what he says to do. Strive for unity, which means loving the dark ones of unity with us. So that the as you send them light and love them and forgive them and forgive yourself, they will see the light and their ignorance will be stripped away. And if you, as you do this, Astraea takes these calls and does the same thing when you call to Astraea, or very similar, maybe a little more powerful even, if you are in your heart. And as you do this, wonderful things happen. And I'm going to mention one other thing here. One simple but effective prayer technique, Carlos says, is to light a white or a blue, baby blue colored candle. Think of a moment in peace. Speak your intention to the flame, and actually, when I do this, I see the candle in my heart. I also have one lit out here where I can look at it, and I have it in my heart. See the candle in your heart and meditate on that flame burning within your heart, and then send that light, as you see the flame get bigger and bigger, send it to the leaders who have the power to make war and peace. And as Carlos also says, he says, this is a crucially important moment for humanity and for Earth. Each person is important, and it's extremely important that we all become one. All of our different religious groups, all of our different spiritual groups, all of our higher-minded groups, whatever you want to call them, may we all become one, because we all know in our DNA, he says, that that God is one, and we have our own God presence. We all know that at some level. Our cells know it. In fact, I'm going to quote him right here. He says, the real knowledge is free. It's encoded in your DNA. All you require is within you. Great teachers have said that from the beginning. find your heart, and you will find your way. So now let's go on.
Burn, 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 and clear, clear, clear now the atmosphere of this earth, so that the sons and daughters of God may breathe in the crystal clear God essences of their solar prana, light. This is real, Blessed One. It is not some fantasy of a jaded individual who stands before you. It is us who are here. It is we who are invested in your lives if you choose to invest your lives in God. Therefore, during the remainder of this year, those of you who commit to the giving of these calls daily will receive on December 31st, before the coming of Gautama Buddha, an action within your soul that is stupendous. And when those who will be attending that New Year's conference give those 33 calls one last time, there will be a tremendous clearance of your past momentums of all past lifetimes, as well as the clearance of the records of 2011 and mass for this earth.
So this is what happened at our New Year's conference, and I did hear that some people had most remarkable, uplifting experiences as that last call to Astraea was made on New Year's Eve. And so I'm asking now, can you accept the fact that the karma caused en masse on this planet in 2011 was actually cleared from our Earth? Earth's karma on New Year's Eve? Are you noticing changes in your body? Do you realize that as the Earth changes and comes up into the fifth sun or the fifth level, that the electromagnetic energies of this Earth are changing, and our electromagnetic energies of our bodies have to change with it, which means we have to come up higher. We have to become more pure. We have to be more careful what we put in our bodies so that we stay well, so that we can stand this, so we can embrace it, this change. So I'm asking here, are you noticing changes in your body, in your thinking, in your sleeping, eating, or other habits? Would anybody like to answer that?
Yes, this is Twin, and as we know, with God, all things are possible, and as the Elohim are the builders of form, I can accept their ability to transmute energy as well. The energy released was tangible. Even within the living room of our home, I feel much change in my being, especially in my emotional and my mental body. As I mentioned earlier, the teachings we are receiving through our Ho'oponopono class and learning to be attentive to our inner child's subconscious patterns and transmuting them is a highlight. And this new boost we receive from Astraea, I really believe, is accelerating this clearance. One night recently, I felt I was awake most of the night, unusual, but I must have given Ho'opono for hours, and then I had a dream looking out at a beautiful mountain with four large, beautiful crystal geodes releasing this pristine waterfalls from them. And I felt my etheric, mental, emotional, and physical bodies purified in this experience. I believe Astraea's clearance has impacted everything in my life, even things like taking up my yoga practice and food intake to a new level, and just feeling more joy, groundedness, and clarity. And I'm so grateful for it.
Thank you, Dwayne. I have to say, I've even noticed a change in Dwayne. I can't really describe it. It's just as she described herself. Dwin and her husband do this wonderful, they host a wonderful broadcast that we have every morning that you're always welcome to join. it's let's see, Mountain Time, it's from usually from 7 to 10 or 10:30 or 8, excuse me. It's 7 to 9 or 9:30 Mountain Time, and Central Time it's 8 to 10 or 10:30. So we'll go on here.
This is our gift and dearest ones. Be there in your seat to experience it, for the ascension current may just lift you off your seat in that hour. If you are in the right vibration and ready to experience our capsule of light, some of your astronauts have experienced the G-force, the intense energy of being compressed and shot like a cannon into space. Well, if you are ready, dearest ones, this experience spiritually can be yours every time during your communion with us. And when you see and feel yourself free of the magnetic karmic pull of the earth, you will be amazed to understand just what it will be like for you to be completely free and living in the reality of your godhood as an ascended one.
What? We can live right Earth like an ascended one? Does anybody have any comments on what it's like to live here on Earth as an ascended one, or have you ever heard of anybody that did that?
Hi, this is Marlene. I'd like to answer that question.
Mm-hmm.
When I first read this question, I was thinking about what would it be like to be ascended on Earth, and I was thinking that, well, you'd probably always be in the right place at the right time, and you'd be in perfect harmony with space and time. And I don't know what possessed me, but I was reading in the Masters and Their Retreats book, and I was shown this profile, I guess, on David Lloyd, and I'd never heard of him before, so I read about David Lloyd, and he actually ascended while on Earth. And I wanted just to read a paragraph or two that explains how he felt in being ascended on Earth. And in the book it says, "And I knew that it was a matter of divine and infinite destiny that one day I should receive the gift of the ascension. Yet when the moment came, I knew it not, and scarcely as it was happening did I know it. Yet so wondrous was it, when I began to feel that buoyant joy, that caress of the infinite upon my finite being, that dissolved it altogether, and in its place, almost as the sea spewed forth the beautiful, compassionate experience of molding me in cosmic form into the infinitude of God's thought. The perfect body appeared, the perfect mind appeared, the perfect soul ruled the world of my being. A surge of infinite strength came forth, and I rose into the air, into the arms of a similar dissolvement as had happened previously to beloved Jesus." So there's like two pages on David Lloyd, and if any of you do have that book, it would really be a delight to read. Thank you.
Thank you, Marlene. That's great. The book is called The Masters and Their Retreats, and it was written by Anise Booth, and you can get it through Summit University Press. Just look it up on, just Google it or go to Amazon.com It's about 1995, and it is. I use it continually. It's invaluable. It tells about all the basic masters, Elohim, angelic kingdom, the archangels, and much more. Okay, let's go on here. And I might mention right now, just the other day, David Lewis, in a discourse that he gave one morning at our broadcast, he shared how he had borrowed a book from a friend that we have named Wayne. And the book was written by a woman who had ascended and was here on Earth. She tells in the book how she was even taken in her soul consciousness in her etheric body up to the sun, where there was not the heat that we feel because we are physical, but she tells all about her experience. So there are beings who do walk the earth from time to time who are ascended and are here. One thing that they do have to do many times is step down their light and their vibrations so that people around them can tolerate them.
You may experience this in increments of time, even while yet in the flesh, and yet one day this experience will be complete, and you will know your solar selfhood in this divine way. And God, having freed you from all that is less than the perfected state of your being, will embrace you in that hour of your holiness and your oneness. Know this now, feel this in your soul, and be this from this day forward, dearest one. We command, we expect, and we direct you, O adept, to fulfill. Praise for the light now. One last time, praise for the light now, and lift these up to be who they are. We thank you.
Okay, one of the last things that Astraea says is, we command, we expect, and we direct you, O adepts, to fulfill the above. I asked, and I thought, what does it mean to be an adept? Do we always know when we are adepts? I might mention now that at several of our recent conferences and in our heart streams that are shared with us during our broadcasts, we are addressed as adepts. That has only happened in the last year or so. I don't feel like an adept, and I think none of us do when that happens, particularly because we all know our weaknesses. We all know the things we are still working on. To be an adept doesn't mean you are perfected. According to one very gifted clairvoyant lady named Alice Bailey, who wrote a series of books, especially one famous one back in the 30s, she said that an adept is a being who has passed 5 out of 7 initiatic tests. So you may have passed some tests. Tests can be dealing with crises, can be dealing with people that are unloving. It could be what do you do when your family is all against what you are pursuing, and do you still pursue it? Do you follow the will of God? Are you consistent in any areas of your life? I do not know exactly what these tests are. They could be the 7 Buddhic. I call them the 7 Buddhic tests. I can't remember the right name for that. But maybe we don't know necessarily when we are an adept, or maybe we don't feel like it. But it is interesting to me that we are being addressed now as adepts. I usually think, oh, I guess I'm the one who isn't. Maybe everybody else here is, when I'm in a group and we hear this. But it's a wonderful thing to pursue. We're called initiates sometimes. We're called chelas sometimes. I haven't heard those terms in a while. But a chela is a disciple of God. It's a disciple of these teachings and this desire to grow as much as you can grow while you are here. more you can grow while you're here in your physical body, the more prepared you will be as these earth changes take place. And when December 21st, 2012, this year comes, supposedly this is going to be a huge turning point. It's not going to be a big explosion, but it'll be a huge turning point in our hearts, in our lives, and for all who are remaining on earth, who can remain, who have been able to accept the increasing light. Now I would like to ask Marlene, if you're still there, if you would give a sealing prayer for us before we go any further. And then those of you who need to go, you may feel free to go. And those of you who would like to stay and give us your prayer request so we can pray for you, that would be wonderful.
Beloved Heavenly Father, we just thank you for this time together as we share this heart stream from beloved Astraea and Purity, and for the interaction that we are able to answer these questions and look within our heart how Astraea is giving us the purity in our lives moment by moment. We thank you for this time together in the name of my mighty I Am Presence and Holy Christ Self. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, everybody, for being here. Our next class will be the last Thursday of February, and it's going to be with a brand new cosmic being that we just met for the first time the other day. His name is Inspira. And if you would like to be inspired, that means excited about what you're doing and thrilled to be learning what you're learning, Inspira would love to help you, and you will learn how to do this at our next class. Those of you who can stay, please stay for our prayer time. Okay, I'm going to end our recording here first. So bear with me while I do that.